Blog Talk Radio.
Again, this is Amazing Grace Ministries. It is December the 10th. We are destroying the yokes of bondage. Again, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Do you realize that we are in the second week of December? And therefore, we have entered into the month of December, and we recognize and we understand, y'all, that Jesus is coming. I'm your host. I'm the president and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. We honor our co-host, evangelist Terry Rogers, who has given us outstanding lessons in this year, 2022. And certainly we have a spirit-filled lesson for you today. I want to give you a reading on this morning. Somebody texted this to me, and I wanted to share on Blog Talk this morning. It is a Saturday morning prayer or blessing or affirmation. Either one, you can just pick your choice. It says, "Good morning, Saturday. Be kind to others, even if they are not kind to you. Keep spreading love even if you don't get it back. Be helpful even if you have no one to help you." Do not change yourself according to others. Just a reminder. One thing. Just remember. I'm sorry, not reminder. Thank you, Lord. Just remember one thing. It is not between you and others. It's always between you and God. And, of course, this came from MorningGreetings.com. MorningGreetings.com. Certainly, I want to get some announcements out the way. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. First of all, Blog Talk Radio is going on holiday, December the 12th and December the 30th. And we will return on January the 7th, 2023. We're on the cusp of a new year. Have you started planning for your new year? Have you started looking into what God is saying to you for 2023? Make your plans. Hallelujah. There's nothing wrong with making your plans. And I want you to keep Amazing Grace Ministries in your prayers. Again, we continue to undergo some structural changes. And therefore we need your prayers. If it's in your heart, I thank God for each and every one of you that have supported this blog, this ministry in 2023. We could not have done it without you. We could not have done it without your resources, and I mean your funding. Not only that, your support in our event that we had in June 2023. Praise the Lord. Amazing Grace Ministries has been hit hard. We lost a board member. We lost a critical individual that was part of this ministry. And we're still trying to recoup and restructure the ministry to move forward in 2023. I want to say this. If you find it in your heart to support this ministry, Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc., you can send us your donation that God has touched your heart to give us, and that's P.O. Box 438-411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. If you say, Dr. Carey, I need to Zelle you, or I want to Cash App you, then call me at 309-750-7584, and I will give you that information. Hallelujah. Thank you so much in advance for your support. Now, to everyone in Radio Land, I decree blessings to you as we go into a new year. I pray that God will continue to bless you, continue to keep you, continue to keep you in good health, continue to strengthen you. Praise the Lord in all your endeavors. And certainly if you have found this show today or any other shows in the past, because you can always hear this show again, please text me. And I've given you my number already, but I've given it to you again, 309-750-7584. You can email me, amazinggracementries@gmail.com. And amazing is amazinggracementries@gmail.com. So we are on every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We have an exciting lesson. These lessons have been thought over. They have been prayed on, and God has given us direction as to what to give you. And thank God for his insight and direction. So if you want to hear this message live again, or if you saying, I want to click on it now, you can go to http://backslash/tobtr.com/s/12175645. Again, http://tobtr.com/s/12175645. And certainly if you contact me, I give you the direct link and you can go directly there. And most of you that get my texts or my email blast, my text blast. Certainly, I put the links in the description. Those on Facebook, those on Twitter, those on all the social media that I promote this show on, you can just click on the link and you'll find me right now. Praise God. Let's get into the lesson. God will do exactly what he said he would do. He will always fulfill his promises. You know, we've been talking about promises, and we've gotten into the holiday season. We talked about the beginning of this month, the fact that we're going into we came into Advent, and Advent starts the 27th of November and ends, praise the Lord, the Saturday before Christmas. And certainly we recognize and we understand that this year Christmas falls on a Sunday. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to be in church on Sunday to celebrate the gift that we have been given, and that is in the form of Jesus Christ. So we have been talking about promises. We have been talking about Advent also, and we came into this month because this is December. This is the month in which on December the 25th we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Now, Advent means, yes, we're waiting. We're waiting for Christ. We're waiting for him. And we're preparing ourselves spiritually, mentally, and physically to receive the gifts that he has for us. Now, praise God, we also know Advent also signifies that he's coming back again. And if we look at the world that we are now living in, you can say to yourself, God must be on his way back. So certainly when we look at God's promises, we know that God will do exactly what he said he would do. He always fulfills his promises. As the Old Testament revealed, the coming of one crying in the wilderness, preparing the path for salvation to be received, the fulfillment is now established in the lives of Zechariah and Elizabeth. Even when our disobedience and distrust offend God, he operates with a great resolve, tempered with justice. Zechariah reminds us of God's creative work, planning and fulfilling an assignment despite faults. No matter how much our flesh nature engages in God's kingdom assignment, he has enough grace to overcome all our flaws. See, we bring our flaws and we present ourselves with all our issues, and God is faithful to do in us the will and the purpose he chooses. Mm-hmm. Zechariah was unable to speak during the prenatal journey of his son, John the Baptist. There must be certain questions and concerns that the people of Zechariah and Elizabeth's day had relative to why and how such an event even took place. As we journey through life, we too will discover that God's chastening over our lives will bring many of us to question our commitment and creativity with God. Let us find the strength and resolve to be as committed to our assignment even when we are on public display for God's glory. And certainly I forgot to add one more thing. I will be at Word of Truth on this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock to deliver a message, praise the Lord, 415 West 111th Street. If you move to come out and hear word from God through me, I will welcome you and I will applaud you and I will thank you for just showing up. So we have a word on today that's going to captivate your mind, illuminate your heart, and lift you up in greater levels of Jesus Christ. We will take you on a greater journey so that you will have greater hope and you will be closer to Jesus and prepared and be prepared for the upcoming holiday and new year. And we thank God Christmas falls on a Sunday today. So the theme for this month of December has been celebrating Advent. Christ is born. And the lesson for this, hallelujah, the lesson for this second Saturday, if you have not caught it, is God fulfills his promise. And I might have talked about God fulfilling his promises because we've been talking about promises because they are crucial to where we're going and the state of affairs that we're living in. But the text that I'm coming from is Luke chapter 1. We were in Luke also last week. But now we down further in the text. We down in Luke 50, chapter 1, verses 51:7-66. I'm going to read. When it was, and we're skipping around, we're going through the verses. We're not hitting all up. Well, yes, we are. Praise God. Hallelujah. I need to read what's on my paper. When it was time for Elizabeth's baby to be born, she gave birth to a son. And when her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had been very merciful to her, everyone rejoiced with her. When the baby was 8 days old, they all came for the circumcision ceremony. They wanted to name him Zechariah after his father, but Elizabeth said, no, his name is John. What? They exclaimed, there is no one in all your family by that name. So they used gestures to ask the baby's father what he wanted to name him. He motioned for a writing tablet, and to everyone's surprise, he wrote, his name is John. Instantly, Zechariah could speak again, and he began praising God. Awe fell upon the whole neighborhood, and the news of what had happened spread throughout the Judean hills. Everyone who heard about it reflected on their events and asked, what will this child turn out? For the hand of the Lord was surely upon him in a special way. Jumping down to Luke 76:79, we read, and ye, my little son, will be called the prophet of the Most High, because you will prepare the way of the Lord. You will tell his people how to find salvation through forgiveness of their sins because of God's tender mercy, and the morning light from heaven is about to break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death and to guide us to the path of peace. Certainly we gave some definitions on last week, and I'm not going to repeat those in reference to who Zechariah was. He was a committed servant. He was the father of John the Baptist. And on the day that he was given this miraculous information, he was in the temple. His group was in the temple. Certainly he was called to be a priest because of his generational heritage. So therefore, because he was in the lineage of Aaron, which was the brother of Moses, he was ordained to be a priest. And because there were so many priests, and I think we talked about this on last week, that they only served so many weeks. And praise God, his group served for the holiest of holiest, and he was picked out to go into the temple. See, God will set you up for a blessing. He will set you up for a blessing even in the midst of your unbelief and your doubt, because he wants his purpose to be fulfilled. And certainly we recognize and we understand this. Mm-hmm. So Elizabeth was his wife, but not only was Elizabeth his wife, but she was the cousin of Mary. Praise God, who was sanctioned to carry our Lord and Savior. Praise God. So when we look at a little history on the text, praise God, Elizabeth had carried John for full term. And now it was time for the actual birth. Most biblical scholars date the birth of John the Baptist to be about 6 BC. According to dates, cultural and religious tradition, upon the eighth day, the male Jewish child on the eighth day had to be circumcised. And he couldn't be circumcised no longer because according to Jewish tradition, the mother and child were considered to be unclean for the first 7 days of his life. And if you go down to Leviticus 12, 1 and 3, it will give you that information as to his why, the purpose and the why, the cleansing and how they looked upon you and what the rules were for circumcision or just being clean and unclean. So the duration of Elizabeth's pregnancy came up. It was over. She was prepared. She was done with being unclean. So now we come up with the eighth day. This is the eighth day where they come out to celebrate. This is the eighth day where they come out to circumcise this young man. Now, Jewish tradition dictate the Jewish boys were circumcised. What is circumcision? Circumcision is the cutting of the forelayer or the outing of the male penis. That's what circumcision is. Praise God. Want to give it to you plain so you can understand it. So in essence, here they are. Circumcision, or for a male to be circumcised, was like a christening in essence, where you have your child brought to the church, and on a certain amount of time, that child is christened and given back to God. Well, this is the same concept. The family and friends came. It was a party in essence, a party to marvel at this child. First of all, you can look at Elizabeth and Zechariah. They were in their old age. This is a woman that was old in age. She had passed the time where, you know, as females, we are able to give birth. Praise God. It takes the body of the woman. We are prepared to give birth. And after a certain age, that is not possible because those eggs that the woman produces literally dry up or they're no longer produced. So in essence, here you have Elizabeth and Zechariah in their old age have given birth, and she went full term. Didn't get a cesarean section. She went full term. And full term duration for the birth is 9 months. You know, she met Jesus. And certainly if we go back in the text, we read and we know that Mary and Elizabeth got together to share birth stories. And when upon the greeting, the word tells us that John the Baptist was filled with the Spirit of God when Mary and Elizabeth came together. So in essence, Elizabeth went full term. She went full term. Not only did she go full term during her pregnancy, but now she had to go through the 7 days of waiting, 7 days of knowing that her and John were unclean. So they couldn't socialize. They couldn't go to the temple. They couldn't be around people because that's what unclean meant. You couldn't be with other folks. You couldn't go to church because you had it was almost like you had a virus and other people would be unclean if they're associated with you. That's almost like coronavirus. And I thank God when we look at this coronavirus and we look at the Bible, we have to realize that there is nothing new under the sun. Some people say, well, this Bible is out of date. No, it's not. It is relatable to the current times as well as the times they were living in then. She was unclean. She could not go to the temple. But on the eighth day, the people came out to celebrate. They came out to rejoice in what God had done. Y'all old, and look at God. She went full term, and look at this pretty baby who is healthy, who has been circumcised. Now, praise God, we can celebrate. Now, we also have to mention that the fact that this man was a priest and he didn't have any children prior to that. So popular opinion was that something had been wrong with him. He could not get pregnant. His wife was barren. You know, they were in the background talking like some folks do now. They talk. They talk about stuff they don't need to talk about, but they talking. But see, God has a greater plan and a greater purpose for you. His promise will not be denied. Even if you in your old age, if God said it, he's going to do it because he wants all the glory. So therefore, he's going to do what needs to be done to get you that miracle, to get that promise across. And when others see you, they are going to glorify in what God has done for you because they know that if it had not been for the Lord, it would not have happened. So now we here at the party, y'all. We here at the party. John the Baptist has been born. He has been circumcised. It has predicted what Gabriel has done or said that would be done. Now we here. Now I want to ask you a question. Who has influenced you or who has distracted you from your promise? Mm-hmm. So now we here at the party. And I told you about tradition. Every male-born child in the Jewish community had to be circumcised. The family came together for that party. And not only did they come together for that party, we have to understand that during this pregnancy, Zechariah was mute. He couldn't say a thing because he didn't trust or believe God when the angel of Gabriel came and told him he's going to have a child. He said, how can I have a child? I'm in old age. God shut him down. Mm-hmm. God's promise is going to be done. So now he can't talk. The family's together. They have circumcised John. Now they're going to call, the family and friends are going to call Zechariah's and Elizabeth's child Zechariah. Uh-huh. Because normally in tradition, the male child gets the name of his father or the grandfather, but his name comes from the male side of the family. But Elizabeth said, no, he's not going to be called Zechariah. He's going to be called John. And, you know, people have their opinion. You know, people want to tell you what God is doing in your life. They want to insert themselves. And the family and friends came in to insert themselves, came in to talk about and move on what the promise of God had given Zechariah and Elizabeth. See, Satan will move on you. He will insert himself. He will bring somebody in your life to tell you what you should be doing. And you know that God has said he wants you to do X, Y, Z. We're in the holiday season. And certainly if we look at the television and if we read our mail, credit cards and all kinds of people are sending you envelopes, sending you extended credit so you can get the gifts and to forget about what the real meaning of this season is. But thanks be unto God that gives us the victory. Mm-hmm. Zechariah was not influenced. Elizabeth was not influenced. They put both their feet down. Zechariah said, mm-hmm. And the people looked to Zechariah. I want you to know that. Mm-hmm. They said Elizabeth said, we're going to call him John. And the text say they look to Zachariah like, really now? Are you going to uphold what your wife just said in the midst of tradition? But Zachariah was bold enough to get a writing tablet and to write the name of his son down according to what God had said. He said, my son's name will be John. And immediately, when we step out on what God has given us, immediately his tongue was loosed and he praised God for what God had done, for what God had said he was going to do. And everybody marveled. Everybody marveled at what had just took place. Now, I told you Elizabeth went full term. And we know what full term is. Full term is going 9 months. That fetus needs 9 months. That baby in the womb of a woman needs 9 months to develop. So 9 months, Zachariah could not open up his mouth. Let's say that again. For 9 months, Zachariah could not open his mouth. Hallelujah. God has us in a position where we can't open our mouth because God is doing something new. God is moving in us. God is preparing the way. And I told you, that they were cousins. Elizabeth and Mary were cousins. So when we look at the life of Jesus, and I want to go to this, although when we look at John the Baptist, and we know who John the Baptist was, he was a forerunner. He was called and ordained to spread the way. He was called and ordained to open up his mouth and say, one is coming greater than I. So although Jesus and John's spiritual status and roles were dramatically different, the birth had was similar. They both had missions. And Jesus was born to save. John was born to announce the Savior, Jesus Christ. And, of course, we know that the angel Gabriel appeared to Zechariah to announce the birth of John, but we also know that he also made a rare appearance to announce the birth of Jesus to the Virgin Mary. And that's found in Luke 1:27-37. And I'm going to skip around to a virgin begotten to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin name was Mary, and having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women. And certainly as we read those scriptures, we understand, and we drop down to 35. Well, 34, then Mary said to the angel, how can this be? I do not know a man. And the angel answered unto him, saying, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Before also, the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now, indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also received a son in her old age, and he is now the 6th month for her who is called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible. And certainly we know that verses 29, 30, 31, and 32, even 33, talks about the reign of Jesus. Jesus will be born, and certainly he will be of the household of David. And we know that we're celebrating this time of the year. We're celebrating the fact that we're going into the Christmas season. And there's so much depression, there's so much issue, there's so many things about this going during this time where people try to promote things and items instead of promoting the real reason for the season. And this season should draw us back to reflection on what have been done and propel us forward into a new year of expectations and readiness in the next glorious appearing. But, you know, when we look at things of the season, you know, Zechariah and Elizabeth was experiencing a season of joy. But there was also, before that season of joy, there was some doubt. There was some confusion. But God is saying during this time that we have to have a repentant heart and repentant mind, because we're going through a season of difficulty as we get ready, as Christmas continues to draw closer. There are loved ones that we have lost. We have to sit around the table to give gifts and presents and eat. And we think about those individuals that have gone on before us. And as we see in our society, there's so many pain, there's so much pain, there's so much suffering, there's so many things that are going on. But we have got to stand. We have got to make the Lord, we have got to let our light so shine before men that they may see the good works and glorify the Father which is in us. Because during this time, depression goes up. You're trying to shop. You're trying to buy all them presents, school and family issues. You know, you're trying to make all these parties. You're trying to travel. You're trying to be with family and friends, and certainly the loss. So we need to put God in our holiday and make sure that God is in our holiday. I know that sounds difficult and that sounds crazy, but we have to. Jesus is the reason for this season. Jesus is the reason for which we live, breathe, and have our life. He's not a prophet. He's not a average guy. He is the person that will be born on, and it wasn't December the 25th, by the way, but he was born. He died and he rose again because he was given an assignment as we have been given an assignment. God has purpose. Jesus came with a purpose. And therefore the word says that in the only way that you can get to God is through Jesus Christ. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled by saying, oh, it's all right. You can do anything and everything. You know, I look at different shows and people come on and say, I'm spiritual, but yet you don't live by the Bible. Oops. You come on, you say, I'm spiritual. I'm holding up. I'm spiritual. I love God. You may love God, but you don't love him enough to follow after his precepts and his ways. We have to obey what God has given us and told us, even during this season, even during this time, even as we move forward, because we represent Jesus Christ. We must maintain, we must have faith, we must praise God, and understand that in all things, we have to acknowledge him. We have to acknowledge him, and we have to give him the glory. So in essence, when asked what the name of his son would be, Zechariah wrote down John. And with amusement from the community of friends and family, it quieted all the commentary immediately. In addition, Zechariah spoke instantaneously. When we do what God has called us to do, when we operate in the will of God, he always shows up. God will put his stamp of approval on us. Our response should be to open up our mouths and give praise and reverence to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hopefully, in this application, in this lesson, you are encouraged to trust God, to be a people to depend on God, who are set apart from God. And we must understand we don't operate in the ways of this world, the flesh, the devil, or live, but we live in continuous repentance. We live godly before God. It's not just pure, it's being separated for God and for his purpose. You know, a little while ago I asked, and I thank God for one of my listeners called to remind me. I gave you guys an assignment, and I got one assignment back, pray the Lord, hallelujah. And I asked you guys to look at what you are grateful for. What you're grateful for and what you're looking for in 2023. And certainly as we move forward, I'm grateful for the health and the strength that I have. I'm grateful for the families and the friends that I have. But most of all, I'm grateful because Christ lives in me. Hallelujah. I am striving to be perfect. Hallelujah. There are things that I still need God to move on and to do in my life. But I thank God that he has not left me. He has not forsaken me. But he is right by my side. And therefore, I can be grateful for all the things that he has done for me. And my expectations are of him in 2023. And I know that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly according to the power that worketh in me. I want to know what power worketh in you. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, we exalt you, we magnify you, we bless your name. We thank you for the word that has been given on this morning. We pray even for each and every one that has stayed on this line to listen to your word. We pray, God, that even in the fruits of those that may click on this word to listen, I pray, God, that you guide and lead them, Father God, and give them direction, Father God. Oh, and Father God, and I pray that this word would touch their lives in order that they may please and praise you and walk upright before you. God, even as we continue to go into this holiday season, even as we are almost 3 weeks shy of 2023, we pray, God, that you will bless. We pray, God, that you'll keep us. We pray, God, that you'll move on us. And I pray for everyone, God, that has ever heard, ever listened to this blog and will listen to this blog, that you will prosper them in 2023, that you will keep them, that you will motivate them, that you will move them forward in whatever endeavors they may pursue. I pray for them. I pray for their lives. I pray, God, that you'll bless them abundantly. This is my prayer. And for those that may not know you in the palm of their sins, I pray, God, that they confess their sins to you and confess Jesus Christ as their Savior, God. And now, God, they're saved and they're part of the family. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And certainly, if you say that you confess your sins and you say that prayer to confess Jesus as your Savior, I want you, if you listen to this show, to get you a Bible-based or Bible-filled church and read it and attend church that you may grow spiritually. Some people talk about, well, the Bible, this King James, all that. The Bible is real. The Bible is real. We look at the King James Version, but the Bible is real. It's been around for ages. And certainly when we live our lives by this Bible, our lives improve. So I want you to be encouraged. I want you not to spend all your money, but spend much, much more time in the presence of the Lord and ask the Lord to put the arm upon you that you may stand in this wild and evil day. God bless. I see you. I see you soon. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.